Binance reportedly leads mesh round at a $2 billion valuation for payment routes. Binance is reportedly set to lead a funding round for Mesh, a crypto payments network, at a valuation of up to $2 billion. Axios Pro first reported the deal on July 2nd, and CryptoSlate picked it up this week. The round has not been confirmed as closed, and neither company has published terms, so the numbers should be read as reported rather than final. The valuation jump is the striking part. Mesh closed a $75 million Series C in January 2026 at a $1 billion valuation. If the reported figure holds, the company doubled its price in roughly 6 months without shipping a consumer product most people would recognize. Mesh sits between wallets and merchants. Mesh runs Connective Plumbing rather than a wallet or an exchange. Its network links more than 300 wallets and exchanges on one side and merchants on the other. A merchant integrates once and can accept payment from customers across those platforms, then settle in stablecoins or local currency. That single integration model is the asset Binance appears to be buying into. Stablecoin issuance has consolidated around two names. USDT and USDC together hold roughly $257 billion of the approximately $292 billion stablecoin market cap as of July 3rd, per CryptoSlate's figures. Issuing a new dollar token means fighting that duopoly head-on. Controlling the path a tokenized dollar travels from a user's wallet to a checkout counter is a different game, and it is far less crowded. Binance Pay already settles, mostly in stablecoins. Binance is not starting from zero here. Binance Pay reaches over 20 million merchants, and 98% of its B2C payments settled in stablecoins during 2025. A Mesh stake would extend that footprint beyond Binance's own user base, pulling in customers who hold funds on rival exchanges or in self-custody wallets that Mesh already connects. The competitive backdrop makes the timing legible. PayPal's Pay with Crypto product supports 100 cryptocurrencies and plugs into Coinbase, MetaMask, Phantom, and Kraken wallets. Stripe, Coinbase, and BlackRock lined up behind the OpenUSD stablecoin in June. Every large payments player is now positioning for the moment stablecoin spending becomes routine commerce rather than a crypto-native habit. Routing is the new choke point. For most of the past 5 years, the stablecoin story was an issuer story. Which token has the deepest liquidity, the cleanest reserves, the friendliest regulators? The CryptoSlate analysis frames this deal as evidence that the fight has moved downstream. Tokenized dollars are abundant. The scarce thing is the rail that makes them spendable at an actual merchant without the user thinking about chains, bridges, or conversions. Whoever controls that rail collects the economics on every transaction and decides which wallets, tokens, and settlement currencies get first-class treatment. That is why a company with no retail brand can command a reported $2 billion price. It is also why Binance, which already operates cards in a merchant network, would rather own a neutral router than depend on someone else's. There's a user-facing consequence worth watching. Today, spending stablecoins in a store usually means a crypto card that converts at the point of sale, with the card program capturing the spread. A wallet-to-merchant network like Mesh competes with that model directly. If a merchant accepts the stablecoin natively, the conversion layer and its fees can shrink or disappear. Card issuers and payment routers are converging on the same checkout counter from opposite directions. The deal is not done. The caveats are real. Axios Pro's report is the only primary source. The round is described as one Binance is set to lead, and valuations in reported rounds shift before signatures. Mesh has not confirmed the raise, and Binance has not commented publicly. Still, the direction is consistent with everything else in the sector this year. Daily stablecoin trading volume ran at $95.6 billion in the 24 hours before CryptoSlate's report, and payments infrastructure keeps attracting the largest checks in crypto.